This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of the Infinity Sports Network here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to what is a Thursday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all of great local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 375, and the free Odyssey app. 888-710-4ISN is the number to jump on in. That's 888-710-4476. You could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. The Pro Football Hall of Famer, the bus, is going to stop by the Zach Gelb Show coming up 20 minutes from now. Jerome Bettis is going to join us, and we'll also obviously talk a ton of NBA today. Let's start there. So I was at the draft last night, thanks to our friends from NBA Experiences, and it was a tremendous experience. And when I'm there last night, where they have me seated is on the floor. And I'm about probably 25 feet from Cooper Flagg. And then I veer off to my right and look to my right. And I see, like, right in the corner, probably about 30 feet from me, is Ace Bailey. And even though Cooper Flagg's the biggest name in this draft, and Cooper Flagg, I love the line of Kendrick Perkins, if LeBron and KG had a baby, the offspring would be Cooper Flagg. And I've used that before in sports analogies and terminology, but I love that Kendrick Perkins did that at a national stage when talking about Cooper Flagg. So anyway, I look at Cooper Flagg. He's clearly the biggest player in this draft. He's the player most people wanted to talk to. The most of the media was there for Cooper Flagg. And all we knew going into last night was that Cooper Flagg was going to go one, and then Dylan Harper was going to go two, and that's what happened immediately, right? Cooper Flagg gets selected first overall by the Dallas Mavericks out of Duke, and then at the number two spot, the San Antonio Spurs end up taking Dylan Harper. Then, if you made me guess last night the first five picks of the draft, and I said this on the air yesterday, that the first four picks to me, if I think the way that it will go, was VJ Edgecombe three, and then Con Knipple four. I didn't think the Utah Jazz were going to take Ace Bailey at five. Now, Ace Bailey, whether you thought the way he went at it about it or not was right or wrong, he never did a pre-draft workout. He had one with the Philadelphia 76ers, and he ended up canceling it. And Ace Bailey was made available 2 days ago, right, a day before the draft. basically went all Marshawn Lynch on everybody, which is fine. You know, I'm just focusing on basketball, yada, yada, yada. And then when you take a glance at last night, he was made available afterwards, and I got a chance to speak with him. A bunch of other reporters did as well. We'll get to that audio in just a second. But when I'm sitting there watching Ace Bailey, here's what I was impressed by. And this may seem little, this may seem insignificant, but I thought it was pretty cool. Because the way that Ace Bailey has been kind of characterized the last week, I'm not going to sit here and say it's unfair. Because, right, this is an 18-year-old. He is in control of making decisions. And this is the way, even though he's getting bad advice, even though he may be immature, this is the way that you got to navigate life. And I'm sure we could all look back, if we're being humble, Stu, Samter, myself included. When we're 18 years old, I'm sure all of us made some great decisions. And I'm sure all of us made decisions that we wish we had back. But when you are an up-and-coming player, when you are going to the NBA, it's a little bit different than Stu making a mistake, Samter making a mistake, or myself making a mistake, because there's cameras, there's media, there's fans, and it's the MB freaking A. All right? If we're just being honest. So I'll tell you, there was a perception about Ace Bailey. And I saw him do something that was pretty damn cool, I thought. And it's not going to get talked about today. This will be the only show that talks about it. Because, right, I go to the events, I see things, and there's a lot of people that are just commentating that don't go to the events. So when Dylan Harper got drafted, Ace Bailey, he was standing up clapping like he was a proud pop or a proud mom, right? It gave you like soccer mom energy vibes. He stood up and he was clapping for probably a minute until Dylan Harper and him had that moment. I just thought, with how much negativity there's been about Ace Bailey, that that was a cool kind of wholesome feel-good moment. And then you saw Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey, the teammates at Rutgers together, come and embrace and write and share a little hug. So once that moment ends, with Dylan Harper going 2 overall, the focus of the draft is Ace Bailey. And quite frankly, we knew that Cooper Flagg was going 1. We knew Dylan Harper was going 2. So Cooper Flagg is still probably the biggest story in the draft in terms of what generates clicks, what generates people tuning in, and what people are talking about. But for my personal interest, I thought the biggest story was where the heck Ace Bailey was going to go. Because it wasn't just bad reports. It was like, I don't think it was bad reporting. I think what was being said about Ace Bailey was, for the most part, pretty much true. And he had multiple opportunities to kind of nip this in the bud, and he didn't elect to do so. But there was that report out there that his camp wanted him to end up in 1 of 3 places: DC, New Orleans, or in Brooklyn. Now, I'm just going to be fully transparent here. This is something I don't understand. If you don't want to go to Utah, you don't want to go to Utah. Right? If you don't want to go to Charlotte, you don't want to go to Charlotte. I have no issues with either of those two places. Like, if I'm trying to start an NBA career, you tell me I'm going to North Carolina, right? I got no problem going to Charlotte, North Carolina. I really don't. Now, could Utah be a little bit different? Sure. I can at least understand and see that one. But it's not as if the Utah Jazz are this new team. It's not as if the Utah Jazz haven't had a lot of successful players in their history. Is it the most desired destination? Probably by an 18-year-old coming out of college who's African-American? Probably not, if we're just being honest. But when you look at Ace Bailey, if you're going to say, I don't want to go to Charlotte, or I don't want to go to Utah, or at least have that sentiment be out there, and the three teams are going to be the Wizards, the Nets, and the Pelicans. Like, don't get me wrong. DC is a great place to live in. Don't get me wrong. Brooklyn, fun place to live in. I have many friends that live in Brooklyn. I was in Brooklyn last night, obviously, at the draft. If you at New Orleans, I'm going to have a take here. I love going to New Orleans. I don't think I could live there. If I think I lived in New Orleans, I think I'd be dead in about 2 weeks. And the only reason I think I'd be dead is because the food, I would have probably just like a food coma and die very peacefully. And you do an incredible amount of partying and drinking in New Orleans. But I could see why an 18, 19-year-old would want to go to New Orleans. But if those are your three destinations, and does anyone sit here and does anyone say, oh, the Washington Wizards, they got this great basketball tradition. Or the Brooklyn Nets, oh, they got this wonderful tradition. Or the New Orleans Pelicans, oh, they got this sensational basketball. This is not the Boston Celtics. This is not the Los Angeles Lakers. You know, we're not talking about the creme de la creme franchises in the NBA. So here's something I never understood. Philadelphia, good city. Sixers could easily have a bounce back season next year, especially with how open the East is. Why would an Ace Bailey significantly want to entertain the Philadelphia 76ers? Why would you make a workout and then cancel your workout? And they were the third overall pick in the draft. So if the options were Charlotte, Utah, the Wizards, the Pelicans, and the Nets, like if those were the teams that you could potentially get drafted by, why would you erase Philadelphia automatically? And the hubris by Ace Bailey was something to me that it's almost right that he didn't wind up on the Wizards, the Pelicans, or the Brooklyn Nets. And he made a power play, he made a move, and it didn't work the way that he wanted it to go. But that's something that I don't understand. And he was never going to give you the answer last night. He was never going to give you the answer a few days ago. Why wouldn't you want to go to Philadelphia? And I'm not sitting here and saying Philadelphia is this great organization. They've had a bunch of problems through the years. But if you're saying you want to go to the Brooklyn Nets, the Pelicans, and the Wizards, why wouldn't you want to go to Philadelphia and be the third overall pick in the draft? So the way this goes last night is third, Vijay Adichukwu goes to Baylor. Four, Con Knipple goes to the Charlotte Hornets. That's why I thought 1, 2, 3, 4 were going to go. I did not expect Danny Ainge and company with the Utah Jazz to take Ace Bailey in at 5. I didn't. And Ace Bailey didn't expect it either, clearly. But when that happened, you know what my reaction was? Good on the Utah Jazz. The Utah Jazz have been trying to build this thing back up for a long time. They have accumulated so many assets, and eventually you just got to get talent in there. You got to get a lot of talent. So even if the talent isn't the right fit, or even if the talent doesn't want to go there, I know that the NBA is filled with player empowerment, but you're still an NBA organization. And you could still say, hey, we're going to draft you, and if you don't like it, then don't show up. And then you're not going to play in the NBA anytime soon. So I respect what the Angels did that run the organization in Utah. I respect it. Ace Bailey is a talent. Ace Bailey at times is compared to Kevin Durant, a poor man's Kevin Durant. Ace Bailey, in all likelihood, was probably the third most talented player in this draft. And you get him at 5. So if Ace Bailey isn't thrilled, if he's not elated, if he's not exuberant about going to Utah, tough luck. It is now up to Ace to embrace going to the Utah Jazz. Because guess what? You maybe wanted to go to D.C. You maybe wanted to go to New Orleans. You maybe wanted to go to Brooklyn. You could want that. Sometimes you don't get what you want in life. But what are you going to do with this opportunity? And I just hope Ace Bailey isn't someone that because he's not thrilled to be going to the Utah Jazz, that he lets it derail his career. I just hope he doesn't end up becoming a cancer to that city and to that organization. You're getting an opportunity to be the 5th pick in the NBA draft. You're getting an opportunity to start your NBA career. I'm not saying you have to stay there for the duration of your career, but give it your all, ball out, and then when you're eligible for a contract, if you don't want to be there, you don't want to be there when you're eligible for a new deal. I know that's way down the road. But don't have this be a situation where you walk in with a bad attitude and you walk in and you're not giving it your all and you're letting it impact your development as a professional. Sometimes in the professional world, sometimes in the business world, you have to do things that you don't want to do. Right? We could all sit here and say, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. I want to do that. Sometimes to get to your ultimate destination, you have to take other stops. But wherever you ultimately want to go, and whatever you ultimately want to be as a professional, you need Utah right now. So I'm going to be fascinated by Ace Bailey to see how he handles this in Utah. Now, I'll just give you my experience last night. He walked into the room afterwards after getting drafted. He had a smile on his face. The first question and answer that he gave with the media, it seemed like he was happy about getting drafted and going to Utah. So then I sat there and I raised my hand, got the microphone over. And it's still a question, right? Because the entire internet would make you think he's miserable going to Utah, which may be the case. But I sat there and I said to him, hey, Ace, there's a lot of people that think you don't want to go to Utah and you're not happy going to Utah. What do you say to them? Now, before we play you that answer, let's go with the first part and let's show you just how I was kind of processing it in the media room. Here is Ace Bailey going back and forth with other media members on going to the Utah Jazz.
What's your overall thoughts about getting selected by the Jazz?
Just a blessing. I mean, the little kid in me smiling hard right now because I know the hard work, the sacrifices, the blood, the sweat, the tears, not just for me, but my family put into this. So the little kid in me is just smiling at me right now. So I'm just blessed to be here.
Had you had any idea they had any interest in you?
No idea.
So obviously no idea that they were interested in him because you didn't talk to any of these teams in the buildup to the draft. You didn't work out for any of these teams in the buildup in the draft. So yeah, no crap. You were listening to bad advice from an inexperienced group, right? That's what you were doing. So that's the way that you wanted to approach it. You still ended up being the fifth pick of the draft. But Stu, you hear that. And it does sound like he's happy, right?
I would say so. It doesn't seem like he's mad or disappointed.
No, he doesn't sit there and he goes, hey, I can't wait to call Utah my home for the rest of my life. But on the surface, I was sitting there that night and I was saying, let's see if this kid is going to be happy or not with what he gets. And I liked the way that he originally supported his teammate Dylan Harper when he got drafted. Then they had an embrace when Ace got drafted. Then he got to the media room, and that was the first exchange. And then it was my turn to ask a question, and that was still on my mind, and this is how it did go down.
Ace, there was a lot of speculation that built up in your draft process. You know, you seem pretty happy to me to be going to Utah. Well, what do you say to people that maybe just don't believe that?
I mean, I control what I control, so how they feel. But to my team and me, me focusing on the basketball and them doing what they're doing, so it happens.
Now, that answer provided zero clarity, if I'm just being honest. The only thing I could take from that is maybe with how he started that answer, that's just him saying, I don't care about what people think about me. If you don't think I'm happy, there's nothing I'm going to say that could change that. But there was a lot that was said in that answer where I was like, what the heck is he trying to say? If I'm just being honest. So I thought that was a moment to totally diffuse everything. And I don't think he handled it the right way. But should I sit here and be surprised? No, because for the majority of this draft process, Ace Bailey hasn't handled things the right way. Whatever happened, though, is in the past. Now you know your destination, whether you like it or not. Now it's your job to give it your all to the Utah Jazz. And we'll see how he handles it. But it's going to be something that's very fun to watch with the talent that he has and the potential that he could be, how he's going to handle the next few years. All right, it is Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. The Pro Football Hall of Famer, Jerome Bettis, the bus, will make a stop in the Zach Gelb Show when we come on back in 5 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, options, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All righty, welcome back in. It is the Zach Gelb Show. The American Century Championship is right around the corner. It's the 36th Annual Championship of Celebrity Golf. The tournament has raised over $8 million for charity, and it's airing with coverage on the Golf Channel, Peacock, and NBC, July 11th to the 13th. $750,000 in prize money at stake. And you can check out the American Century Fantasy Golf Contest at www.accfantasygolf.com. And now joining us is the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Jerome Bettis, as the bus once again makes a stop on the Zach Gelb Show. Bus, appreciate it. Always great to see you. How you been?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So give me the scouting report. We all knew what you were as a running back. You were physical, right? You were punishing. You knew how to get in the end zone. How were you as a golfer?
If I had to give the scouting report, I would say he is average off the tee, not super long, but in play, solid. Iron game, strong, short game, really good putter. So
Here's the thing. So I'm a big guy and everyone expects me to be crazy off the tee, and I've become better driving the ball, but I'm really good with my short game as well. And I think people hold that against us big guys because they expect us to hit 300 yards off the tee every time.
Yeah, so they think that we got bricks for hands, right? Oh, you got soft hands. Well, hello, yeah. So I think that's the one misconception, right, that we can't be good around the greens and the good putter, all of that. And then the driver, everybody thinks that because we're big guys that, we can just unload on it. But what you find out is the harder you try to go at it, the more uncontrollable the ball becomes. And so if you just kind of stay within yourself, you keep yourself on the golf course, right, and in the fairway, mm-hmm. and you give yourself a better chance to score. So that's been my philosophy.
I just try to hit 225, 240, right down the middle. If I take an aggressive swing, I go, I got it. And then all the way, it's on like the eighth hole when I'm on the first hole all the way to the right. So we're in lockstep there. Jerome Bettis with us. Yep. Hey, I was at the NBA draft last night. Obviously, you got drafted in the NFL to the Rams in 1993. What do you remember about draft day for you?
It was a special day because, I got a chance to celebrate that day with my mom, my dad, my family. Everybody was there. We were in New York. It was just a electric time. We had seen, you've seen it in the past, and now it's your turn, right? So that was the idea of it. We were pretty comfortable in terms of where we were going to go, what range. So we weren't we're super nervous that, we were going to drop or anything like that. So we were excited about that moment, that process. So it's really now become even much of a bigger thing. All these guys are decked out, and you know, I was off the rack with my clothes. So if I had a chance to do it all over again, it'd be a little bit different.
Yeah, I would say you could have got a big name, image, and likeness deal with whatever suit you would have worn. You know, it would have been awesome. So clearly, we remember you as a Pittsburgh Steeler, and you got traded there from the Rams when they wanted to change your position and all that stuff. When you look back at it, have you ever thought about what would have been of your career and how you would have been talked about if you never ended up landing with the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah, I do think about it from time to time. I know it would have been a challenge for me, but you know, I felt comfortable and felt good about what my abilities and what I was capable of. But I think a lot of times, you know, when you look at players that have these great careers, it's a big part of where they went, what team they played for. So had I not gone to Pittsburgh, I think, yeah, it may be a different story. I probably would have had a good career. Maybe not a great career, maybe not a Hall of Fame career. So I think it takes two from that standpoint. It takes a really great player and a great organization for them to come together to create magic. And I think sometimes you have really good situations, and you look at Saquon Barkley. You know, he was with a good organization, the Giants, they were good. Got with Philly and bang, right? And so now you see something really special. And had he stayed in New York, we would probably say, oh, he's a good player. He was a really good player in his career, you know, but they never won anything, right? And you go away saying, oh, he was a good player. Now you look at him and say, whoa, this guy is special. We thought he could be special in New York, but now it's been realized. And I think that's the difference.
And we know the Giants have won a lot in their history, but the last decade has been a disaster. You look at the Steelers, they've never bottomed out, but you know, we're not talking about, all right, the Cleveland Browns. We're talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers. The expectation is to win a Super Bowl, and this is an organization that has not won a playoff game since the 2016 season. What's your current view on the standard and the way that things are going in Pittsburgh?
Well, the standard has already been set. Now it's up to each team to get to that standard. They haven't. They haven't met that standard. And so they understand that. And so that's why they're doing all the things they could possibly do to try to keep themselves in striking distance, really, of that standard. But it's an uphill battle because I think right now they're in a situation where they got this really playoff caliber defense. And they're trying to find a way to keep this offense relevant enough where it can be good enough to support this really, really good defense and this group of guys that the clock is ticking, right? So I think this last move to try to get Aaron Rodgers, you know, is one of those, you know, opportunities. They say, hey, we saw what we had with the other two guys. It didn't work. We want to give it one more swing. But I really believe – after this, they've got to say to themselves, we got to go out and get a young quarterback and develop him. I think this is that last opportunity. And I think Aaron Rodgers has really helped them in that. He said, hey, it's a one-year situation. So now they look at it from a one-year perspective, right? And they can think, well, next year, we can be planning for next year now. And I think that's kind of the silver lining in all of this Aaron Rodgers scenario. You know, it's a one-year scenario. What are we going to do next year? We can start building that plan out right now.
The thing, though, with the future of Rodgers, and you're right, he even said the other day this is basically a one-year thing. Guy hasn't been great, though, for 3 years. I know he had an injury 1 year that wiped him out for the entire season. Last year was a disaster with the Jets. And even before that in Green Bay, his career basically ended with him throwing an interception there and getting knocked out by the Lions. Do you still think this guy, he's an all-time great quarterback, but do you still think he could be a great quarterback in the year of 2025?
I think he could be a good quarterback. I don't think you need him to be a great quarterback. I think if the Steelers need him to be a great quarterback, they've got, you know, misconceptions and it's going to be a really, really, really bad year for them. I think they understand that they've got to protect him. They've got to have a really good offensive line. in having a good offensive line, that means you're going to really have a good running game as well if the offensive line is really good. So I think the idea is to have a really good running game coupled with the offensive line being able to protect Aaron enough where you can see some of his greatness. If you expect him to be the guy that's the MVP of the league, that's not going to happen. But I do believe he's got an opportunity on a really good football team, and they're not asking him to do too much.
Wrap it up with the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Jerome Bettis. How about that running back room? I know you're a big fan of Najee Harris. He's no longer there. He's with the Chargers. Jaylen Warren is now going to get more on his plate, and they drafted Caleb Johnson. What's your current assessment of this running back room?
I'm a fan of Caleb Johnson. Watched him in Iowa. Warren always thought he was really good. He was a one-cut downhill guy. I think he can really be effective, getting, you know, obviously more opportunity. So I like what they're doing in the backfield. Again, it's going to be all predicated around that offensive line. Can they run the football? Can they pound some people? I think if they can be that Steelers, that traditional powerhouse that wants to run the football, then you can sprinkle in that passing game, the play action game. Now you allow Aaron Rodgers to be special. Because you're not asking him to throw the ball 40 times. Now I think you've got something that you can put on display. I don't know if it's a championship or a Super Bowl caliber team, but I know it's going to be a competitive team because they've always been there.
Yeah, the way that I look at this, if they want this Rodgers thing to be successful, I think they need to win a playoff game this year. I think they're a fringe playoff team. I think it could go either way. But they got to break this streak since 2016, that final year where they won a playoff game. They got to win a playoff game for this thing to look back and say, hey, it was worth it.
I agree with you. They got to win a playoff game. And I think that would send Aaron Rodgers off on a much different light. Because I think, you know, the years in with the Jets, that debacle, and if it doesn't go well with the Steelers, then you're thinking of that. As you mentioned his name, when you really shouldn't, because his body of work is undeniable. But we all have a tendency to think about what have you done for me lately? And the latest would not be good. So I think a playoff win would definitely be a success when you think about the Aaron Rodgers project.
How about Mike Tomlin? There's a large portion of the fan base that they all acknowledge he's a good coach, but they think that the organization needs a new voice. What do you say to people that think that maybe Tomlin's seat should be on fire right now?
Yeah, I would say if you fire him, he becomes the number one best candidate. I mean, that's just the reality of it. He's really a really good coach. And if you're saying he's the reason that they don't have a quarterback at that position, then you've got to say you don't know anything about football. He's not picking the talent there. What they have to do, in my humble opinion, if they got to package a couple first-round picks and they've got to trade and go get a quarterback, maybe not the number one guy in that draft, you know, next year there's supposed to be three or four quarterbacks that they think are really good. Maybe you don't get the first number one, but the second or third guy, You go out and try to get, much like the Ben Roethlisberger situation. He was the third best quarterback in that draft, from a drafting perspective. So maybe not the first guy, but you got to go out and get a young guy, develop him, and I believe that's the only way you're going to have that long-term success.
Would you have preferred them to bring back Fields this year and just go with him instead of trying out this Aaron Rodgers experiment?
No, I think you saw it. What people don't understand is he was in the building every single day. They got a chance to see him every single day. When they made the decision not to bring him back, it was clearly something that they saw that they said we can live without. And I think that's what you have to look at. It is not an indictment on him. He may go in New York and have success, and I hope he does actually. But it was just something that they said, nah, it's not for us, right? Because you have to think, if you keep him, are you willing next year to give him $150 million contract, right? So you got to ask yourself, do we move? Do we keep him here and make this commitment? Do we see enough to make that commitment? And if the answer is no, you say, you know what? We move on and try to find the next opportunity.
Hey, I want to ask you about Notre Dame, too, while we have you here, Jerome Bettis. It was a wonderful season last year. I love what Jeremiah Love does as a running back. He has big expectations headed into this season. He told me midway through the season last year, he thinks when he's at his best, he could be one of the best players in college football and win the Heisman Trophy. You got to love what you're seeing as long as he's healthy out of Jeremiah Love.
Absolutely. He is a stud. And
he's your type of running back, right?
He is. He is. Because not only is he explosive and dynamic, but he's physical. He's not afraid to run in between the tackles. And I think that's what I love about him and his ability, what he can do. So I'm really excited about what he brings to the table this coming year, because I think they're going to have a really good football team. They got a really good offensive line. And I think Jeremiah Love will be able to go out there and make some things happen. And whoever wins that quarterback battle, I think now you have something really good, because I think the quarterbacks, that's going to be the big question mark. And while they're figuring that out, it gives Jeremiah Love an opportunity to go out and have some huge games early in the season.
What is it like for your son to be there? Just wondering through your view.
It's pretty cool. I will say that, because obviously, you know, my history there and really wanting him to experience that on two different levels. One, from an academic standpoint, but also from athletically, I want him to go out and just be the best player he can possibly be and let the chips fall where they may, right? So as a dad, I'm excited to see him come out of the tunnel with that helmet on so that he'll know what it feels like, because in the back of my head, I'm thinking, man, this is a great moment. So to be able to watch him do it, it's going to be so fun.
Do you get more nervous when you were playing or when you watch him play?
Clearly watching him play. When I played, I thought, you know, I was invincible, right? No problem. But watching your son play, you know, every time you get tackled, you get up. All right, no problem. You see him limping. Oh, what's wrong? Is his ankle? It's like you go through so many emotions just on every single play. And that's to my detriment, because having played, you know, I'm so in tune to it. I'm looking at the smallest things and trying to get a read off of that. So maybe I need, as a dad, to take a step back. But it's just so hard.
You're one of us now. That's it. You know. Now you're seeing what it's like as a football fan, what we go through each and every Saturday and Sunday.
Exactly.
Before we let you run, just circling right back, Jerome Bettis, the Pro Football Hall of Famer here with us and the Steelers. There's a lot out there with T.J. Watt, and everyone's waiting for this contract to get done. Micah Parsons in a similar boat. We just saw Myles Garrett get paid. Obviously, the Bengals are trying to figure out their situation with Trey Hendrickson. What do you look for in this T.J. Watt situation with the Steelers? Are you confident that they'll get a deal done with him?
Yeah, I'm confident they'll get a deal done with him. He's a generational talent. The Steelers, they're not going to let a guy like him leave the organization. I think he's one of those guys that he'll retire a Pittsburgh Steeler. He's been that great, that much of an impact. And he's still an incredible football player. So I do believe that it'll get done. They just got to figure out a number everybody can be happy with and go forward.
All righty, Bus, before we let you run, you're making a stop at this American Century Championship. What are you looking forward to? It's always a great event. For more information, once again, www.accfantasygolf.com.
I'm just excited to be there to compete. For me, the competition is not really against some of the guys, because there's going to be some great players there. And I don't, you know, think that I'm in that class in terms of the Steph Currys of the world, Tony Romo, Marty Fish, those guys that have won the event before. But my goal is to be the best I could possibly be. And I think my highest finish is 15th. So if I can beat that, then it'll be a successful week for me. So that's my goal, to go out there and be the best version of myself I can possibly be.
to get to 15 in that top five, I think you got to talk some smack. You got to play little mental games with people.
Well, I got to play the mental game with myself because I got to get to a certain number. You know what I mean? It's like, you can talk smack all you want, but you got to produce, because if you're not making any birdies, you're going to get lapped. You know what I mean? Because some really good players out there.
I don't know. You just say maybe to Steph, hey, Magic's better, to Romo. How'd it go on that snap? And that, you know, just bring that stuff up and you see how they handle it.
How about them Cowboys? I can say that to Romo.
Boss, always great to catch up with you. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
All right, there he is, Jerome Bettis. Once again, it's the 36th Annual Championship of Celebrity Golf, the American Century Championship. And the tournament is airing on the Golf Channel, Peacock, and NBC from July 11th to July 13th. You can check out the American Century Fantasy Golf Contest at www.accfantasygolf.com. We talk about the Spurs next. Update time first. Here's Zach. This portion of the show is sponsored by Hyundai's 2025 hybrid vehicle lineup. Advanced safety and technology meets hybrid efficiency. It's the best of both worlds. Appreciate Jerome Bettis joining us a few moments ago. While we were doing that interview, Ian Rappaport, right as we went to break, actually, he had this tweet. Justin Tucker, the former Ravens kicker, has been suspended for the first 10 weeks of the 2025 regular season. Now, you may be sitting there and saying, okay, he doesn't have a team, so does he just serve the 10 weeks even if he's not on a team? And the answer to that is actually yes. Free agent Justin Tucker is suspended without pay for the first 10 weeks of the 2025 regular season for violations of the NFL's personal conduct policy. It was announced today. Tucker's suspension will take effect on roster cutdown day, August 26th, and it will be eligible for reinstatement on Tuesday, November 11th. As with any free agent, Tucker may serve his suspension while not being under contract with a club. Tucker remains free to try out and sign with a club. If he is signed during the offseason, he may attend training camp and participate in preseason games. I'm just going to call this what this is. If he was still playing and still on the Ravens, is he getting suspended for 10 weeks? I don't know that. Now, you could just say, hey, it's just a kicker, so maybe the standards are different. We saw eventually what Deshaun Watson got suspended for, and that's a quarterback. So I'm not saying if he was still playing that he necessarily wouldn't get suspended for 10 weeks. I don't know if they make that decision, though, this quickly. I'm not defending Justin Tucker. What he is accused of is absolutely heinous. I don't know what is true, and I don't know what is false, though. But in regards to this, he's a 36-year-old kicker who is coming off a bad year. I think it's very easy for the NFL to sit there and read what they read, and how the NFL is usually slow on this stuff, and how the NFL usually tries to sweep everything under the rug until they have to do something. I think this is just the NFL saying, hey, we know no one's picking him up. We know no one's picking him up right now. The Ravens got rid of him. No one's going to take a chance on him right now. So we'll give him what looks like the NFL making a big suspension. But if you're not getting paid and if you're not on a team, what does a 10-week suspension do? Seriously, there's been zero interest before this in Justin Tucker. So what does a 10-week suspension do without pay when you're not getting a paycheck from any team? So this is one of those things where the NFL, they try to look like they're doing the right thing, and they're looking like they're making a big move here, and they're laying down the law, and they're saying, Justin Tucker, what you did is ridiculous. But Stu, like, let's say if you were accused of something and you weren't working here at the radio station anymore, and let's say we had a commissioner of radio and he goes, Stuart Kovacs is suspended for the first 10 weeks of the football season. Like, you're not making any money anyway because you don't have a job. So I think the interesting thing here is come Tuesday, November 11th, when he's allowed to be reinstated, and let's say there's a good football team. You know, let's say the Houston, Houston maybe not be a good example with Deshaun Watson. That probably wasn't a good one to go through first. Let's try this again. The last 5 seconds, erase it from your memory. You didn't hear any of that right here on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's say, all right, the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's say they suffer an injury at the kicker position. Let's say their kicker's not performing well. Do they bring in Justin Tucker? Do they serve the suspension? Or do people say the juice right here isn't worth the squeeze for a kicker? I don't think Justin Tucker's kicking again in the NFL. I'd be very surprised. But there's going to be a lot of people that say, and I love the NFL, but there's going to be a lot of people that say great on the NFL. I'm just, when there's other incidents that happens, and we've seen how the NFL handles this before, where they try to sweep everything under the rug, and then when they have to, then they step in, and how long it takes them to make a ruling or a decision on this stuff, to suspend a kicker for crying out loud for 10 games. And you could say, Zach, what else do you want? And it's a fair question. But I think this is the NFL trying to optically make themselves look good here. And in reality, they basically suspended an unemployed guy 10 weeks when no one was really ringing his phone or dying for him to come on in. If Justin Tucker was 27, or if Justin Tucker had a monster season last year, I think he still may be on the Ravens. He probably still is on the Ravens. But when you have a kicker who's 36, and right, you have a kicker who has had a bad year last year, and people are saying, oh, they should get rid of him, and then this comes out, that to me feels like your career is donezo. Now, there have been situations in the NFL where people get other chances. I don't think you're giving another chance here to a kicker. But I would be curious come November 11th, if there is a team that's contending and they have kicker problems and there's not like a kicker on the market that you're thrilled about, do you give a chance to see if Justin Tucker could find the fountain of youth? That's the thing to me to monitor. But if you put a gun to my head and said, Zach, do you think Justin Tucker ever kicks again in the NFL? Yeah, I'm going to say no. If he was a quarterback, I'd say yeah. If he's a wide receiver, I'd say yeah. He play again in the NFL. If he's a running back, yeah. Defensive end, yeah. But kicker? Kickers are important. But you know the perception about a kicker. So I think that's it for Justin Tucker in the NFL. All right, it is the Zach Yelp Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll come on back. We'll talk about the San Antonio Spurs. We'll also talk about the Dallas Mavericks. And someone brought this to my attention because I was talking to Cooper Flagg last night about Jason Kidd, and then there was a response by the Dallas Mavericks social media team. So some are saying that I got Jason Kidd to call to congratulate Cooper Flagg after my interaction with Cooper Flagg at the draft about Jason Kidd, and even Nico Harrison responded to it. So we'll get to all that. Cooper Flagg with the Mavs and everything the San Antonio Spurs are doing next when the Zach Gelb Show continues in 5 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.